My name is Joseph. My family line stretches back to King David.
My name is Mary. My family also stretches back to King David.
And so it was decided that we should be betrothed.
That means we were promised to one another in marriage.
I spent the months of our engagement preparing a new home for my new bride. Once I had finished, we were planning to celebrate the marriage feast with our friends and family. But that was not to be.
It all started with my cousin Elizabeth. She and her husband Zechariah were as old as the hills. Zechariah was serving his shift as a temple priest when, we could hardly believe it, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, telling him that he and Elizabeth were going to have a son who would be the forerunner of the Messiah.
Well, old Zach was rightfully skeptical since he and Lizzie were as old as the hills. Is it disrespectful to say that someone is as old as the hills? I mean, hills are beautiful, right? Well, the angel Gabriel was so put off by Zachariah's skepticism that he struck him mute.
That means he couldn't talk. I would have loved to have seen Zechariah when he came out of the temple, trying to explain to everyone what happened without using words. His voice did return the day they dedicated his son John in the temple.
Just like God did with Abraham and Sarah, the Lord brought life out of a barren womb to keep his promises to his people.
Exile thee. until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Spring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows
Little did we know that Mary and I would be drawn into Zechariah and Elizabeth's story.
A few months after the angel appeared to Zechariah, he visited me. Not Zechariah, but the angel. He, the angel, not Zechariah, started by calling me highly favored. That was a little unsettling. Then he told me to fear not, which of course made me even more afraid. And then... The angel told me that I was pregnant. Me, a virgin.
That means that she, well, you know.
They know what it means. Anyway, the angel told me that my cousin Elizabeth was already 6 months along. We hurried to their home in the hill country of Judea. The instant I greeted Elizabeth, her baby leaped in her womb. The Holy Spirit overflowed in her, and she prayed the most wonderful blessing over me and my baby. In that moment, I was overwhelmed with joy and burst into song. God was fulfilling his promise to Israel, to the world, and he chose Elizabeth and me to play our parts.
Thank you.
Mary, I just couldn't believe that you were pregnant, especially since you were engaged. Engaged to me. So I had decided to end our engagement quietly. But then, the angel of the Lord appeared a third time, this time to me, in a dream.
And he told you what I told you. Why didn't you believe me?
Oh, after that I believed. Believe you me, I believed. But the timing was really bad. The very week the baby was due, we were required by imperial decree to register for the Roman census in our family's ancestral home, Bethlehem. But we lived in Nazareth, about 90 miles north. So we had to make our way south along the flatlands of the Jordan River, then west over the hills surrounding Jerusalem, and finally southwest to Bethlehem.
By the time we got to town, it was late, and the inns were full. We were grateful just to find the corner of a stable. And that's where my son, God's son, was born. There wasn't a crib, so we wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a feed trough, a manger.
Sleep.
this story has even more angels. This time, in a field outside of Bethlehem, the angels appeared to a band of shepherds who were taking care of their flocks, the same lambs that are used in the temple sacrifices in Jerusalem.
An angel spoke directly to the men, telling them that tonight was the night the Messiah would be born. Suddenly, the skies were filled with the hosts of heaven, who were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those on whom God's favor rests." The angel commanded them to find the baby. They'd know he was the one because he'd be wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feed trough, a manger.
And so, our little stable was visited by a group of awestruck shepherds coming to worship our newborn lamb.
Christ the Savior is born. Christ the
But the shepherds weren't the only ones looking for Jesus. Wise men from the east followed a new star in the sky they believed would lead them to a new king. When they stopped in Jerusalem and asked King Herod where they might find the baby, things got nasty. Herod instructed the Magi to find the child and report back to him so that he could come and worship himself. Right.
Well, the star led them right to us. The Magi brought gifts of gold and incense and perfume. But rather than going back to Jerusalem, an angel warned them in a dream to return to their home a different way.
After they departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to me again and told us to flee to Egypt so that we'd be safe. We left immediately and stayed there until Herod finally died. But in the meantime, the king was beside himself with rage. Fearing that a new king would take his throne, Herod issued an order to kill all the boys in the region, age 2 years and younger.
Like those first tumultuous days, the next 3 decades were full of fear and confusion, as well as miracles and wonder. I treasured all these things in my heart. When I looked back, after Jesus' resurrection, I realized that all the prophecies, the angel visitations, the worshiping shepherds and wise men, all these things, as miraculous as they were not the story of Christmas.
The real story is that God so loved the whole world,
from the lowliest shepherd to the most powerful tyrant,
that God sent his one and only son,
born as a helpless baby to an unmarried virgin,
that whoever believes in who he is and what he's done,
that he lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died,
will not perish because of their rebellion against God, but will receive God's gift of everlasting life.
My son, Jesus, adopted Joseph and me into his father's family, and he invites each one of you into his family by trusting him as Savior, as Messiah.
The Christmas story isn't, well, just a story. I guess you could hear the good news from all those angels and just walk away unchanged, but why would you want to?
Jesus changed my life forever, and he can change your life now and for eternity.
Would you consider joining us in worshiping God's Son this Christmas?
Oh,